Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Crosby and Wells. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Reese from North Carolina, Nala from Vancouver, Adi from Pennsylvania, Rooney from Alabama, Isaac and Elise from Canada, Brooke from Massachusetts, Connor, Lucas, and Ridley from Indiana, and Adelaide and Vita from Western Springs, Illinois. I'm so glad that you're all in the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And if you haven't done it yet, make sure that you smash that follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss a single episode. Do it right now. Click that follow button. Awesome. Great job. All right. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go.
Dr. Stinky Breath, what if, not that this is true, but what if, hypothetically speaking, we would have lost the remote for the portal?
What are you talking about, Purple Ninjas? You lost the remote to turn off the portal? And it's just wide open? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. We're inside Dr. Stinky Breath's, one of his secret labs, and it looks like the Purple Ninjas, they lost the remote to close the portal. Yeah, remember Dr. Stinky Breath has a portal that can travel through time, and I think the last time... Uh-oh, I think it was with the dinosaurs.
Well, Purple Ninjas, if that's true, if you left it wide open, then... we might have a dinosaur friend visiting us. That would not be good. Uh-oh.
Well, that is the beginning of the story, but we have to go over to Crosby and Wells' backyard because they were playing with their dog Abraham, and that's where the story gets a little crazy. Wells, throw it over here. Crosby and Wells were playing Frisbee with their dog Abraham. Abraham was such a fun dog to run around with outside, and they were having so much fun throwing the frisbee back and forth. Abraham would chase it as fast as he could. But Crosby and Wells were both really good at throwing the frisbee really far.
Crosby, over here, shouted Wells. Here it comes.
Whoa, ruff, ruff, ruff.
Abraham got it that time.
Abraham, come back.
Sometimes when Abraham got really excited, he just kind of took off running, and there he went, deep into the forest with the frisbee. Crosby and Wells were running close behind.
Abraham, stop! Slow down!
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Crosby and Wells were catching up to him, and then finally Abraham came to a screeching halt and froze.
Abraham! What on earth are you doing?
Said Wells. Crosby looked into Abraham's eyes and said,
What's wrong, bud? Are you okay?
Crosby's eyes started to get bigger and bigger, almost as big as Abraham's eyes. As they looked up,
A dinosaur! Run!
Crosby and Wells started running as fast as they could. Abraham was close behind.
Somehow, a ginormous T-Rex was in their backyard forest.
Run!
Crosby and Wells ran with all their might, faster and faster, and finally they made it back to their house. It looks like the T-Rex wasn't chasing them, but had stayed inside the forest.
Crosby! What in the world? Was that a real dinosaur?
I think it was. And Abraham, their dog, was very nervous. His tail was shaking and he was very scared.
Oh, Abraham, it's going to be okay. Why don't you go inside and stay safe? We got to call this into Spy Kid HQ.
HQ, come in. This is Crosby, over.
Crosby and Wells. It's great to hear from you guys. How are you doing?
We're not good, said Wells. There's some kind of dinosaur. It looked like a T-Rex in our backyard.
I'm not sure if I heard you correctly. Did you say a dinosaur's in your backyard? Over.
Yes, that's exactly what we said, said Crosby. We need a team. ASAP.
All right, guys. We're going to send a whole team of spy kids out towards you. Just hang tight and keep an eye on that T-Rex, but keep a safe distance. Over.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Crosby and Wells were on the spy kid team. So that meant that they had some spy gear of their own that they could use to maybe keep an eye on this dinosaur without it, you know, getting too dangerous. But another part of the story that you have to remember is, remember that T-Rex came through the portal of Dr. Stinky Breath? Well, I think that means his secret lab must be close by.
Boss, I just checked the cameras and it looks like the portal was left open.
What are you talking about? Oh, no. Did a dinosaur come through?
Said Dr. Stinky Breath.
We were able to close it now, but yeah, we looked at the video and it looks like a T-Rex walked through.
A T-Rex? Oh, no. That's not good. Uh-oh.
If Dr. Stinky Breath is nervous about something, that means it's some serious trouble. Well, Crosby and Wells looked through their spy gear and grabbed all kinds of things, like a net shooter and glue shooters and some spy cameras and a drone. Yeah, drones are really good to have on the Spy Kid team so that you can fly it around and stay from a safe distance, but the drone had a camera on it so that you can see what's going on. So they wanted to fly the drone over the forest to see where this T-Rex was. And so they turned it on and off it zoomed. As the drone took off, they checked the screen and sure enough, they could see the T-Rex. He was not hard to find. He was as big as the trees were. And as they got closer and closer, they could see something else near the T-Rex. Crosby, look at that. It looks like there's a cave over there. I never knew that there was a cave on that side of the forest. Whoa, that's so cool, Wells. You see, I think that cave is that secret lab we were talking about. As the T-Rex looked like he was trying to make himself a nice little home next to the cave, Crosby and Wells made a plan. All right, we have got to find a way to keep that T-Rex in that spot. And maybe we can even scare him into the cave so that he'll stay in the cave. Perfect. So their plan was to scare the T-Rex into the cave so that when Spy Kid HQ got there, then the T-Rex wasn't going to run away and he'd be a lot easier to catch inside of a cave than running around in a forest.
All right. Crosby, do you have those dino snacks that they gave us back in Spy Kid camp?
Yeah, I do.
He ran upstairs to his bedroom and checked in the closet, and back on the top, they had some dino snacks. These dino snacks were developed just in case Spy Kids had to travel through time back to dinosaur times, but looks like that dinosaur somehow found a way to get here. So they took those snacks and made a trail all the way to the cave. And the T-Rex took the bait perfectly. He followed the snacks, chomping each one, hum, 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 all the way towards the cave. And then Crosby and Wells had to find a way to scare the T-Rex so that he would run into the cave. And just like that, they started screaming towards the T-Rex. And the T-Rex, I've never seen a dinosaur that scared, but he ran right into the cave. It worked perfectly. But, uh-oh. Do you remember who lives inside the cave? Who has their secret lab inside of that cave?
Dr. Stinky Breath!
Uh-oh.
Purple Ninjas, what was that sound?
I'd better hope that that is one of your tummies. Are you hungry? Is that your tummy rumbling?
Boss, that wasn't our tummies. I think that's the T-Rex! Run!
What? Everybody run!
Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas ran for their lives out of that cave. Woohoo! Not only did Crosby and Wells help capture this loose T-Rex that Spike at HQ was able to help capture, but they also scared Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas out of another one of their secret labs. This was so awesome and helpful for all of Spy Kid Kingdom. Thank you, Crosby and Wells. Great job! All right, my friends, we'll see you on the next story. Bye!
Wow, you listened all the way to the end, which means it's time for some more kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Baby Jack from Vancouver, Rigby from Texas, Maurice and Mason from Hong Kong, Audrey and Emma from Western Australia, and Emma from Oregon. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And make sure that you smash that follow button so you don't miss any of our stories. And guess what? There are so many more adventures waiting for you. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.